And welcome to KJAN Sports with one of our coaches' interviews. We have the AHSTW head girls basketball coach, Jason McCall. Coach, thank you again for giving us some of your time and for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Coach, how was that break for you and your team? What did you learn about it, or how do you feel as a coach about breaks in general?
I think it can definitely be a turning point in the season. You kind of split it up into two seasons, I guess. A lot of people say that first half of the season you kind of figure out where your strengths and weaknesses are, and then you kind of get in a break and find a way to get better at them. And I thought we had some really good practices. We did some more mental stuff where we sat down, we made some goals, we had some great conversations with one another about how we can improve, not just individually but as a team. And they really took action on those goals too, where they were very obtainable goals. And they really put a lot of effort and practice to make sure they're conscious of why they wrote them down and how they want to improve. So we had some good practices, and we were working hard. We didn't get any scrimmages. We're down to about 10, 11 girls, so we're just waiting on a few to get back. So it was nice to, get back in shape and kind of break stuff down and work on a lot of individual work stuff. So I thought it was successful, and we're excited to move forward.
If people take an initial eye test and they'll see a 5-4 record and they'll say, that's pretty good, maybe not anything special. But then if you look closer, you have a 5-1 conference record. What's helped your team kind of flip that switch and play so competitively in the Western Iowa Conference?
I have a great group of seniors that have played a lot of basketball here in the last few years, and I think a lot of times they found themselves in the middle of the lower part of it, at least as of recent. And I think they've taken on that challenge that they want to be known and up towards the top of those standings. And we've done a great job in some of those games with being confident in ourselves and finding a way to execute game plans the best that we possibly can. And they look forward to those games. A lot of those goals is to win the WIC, or to go out there and find ways to take it night by night. But our non-conference has been very good to us too. We've played a lot of really solid teams, so when you get to see those games and those different looks from not always the same people you're used to seeing, it kind of develops a little bit more of a dynamic in how you look at the game, where you get different looks, you see different types of styles of play, and you get back into conference play and you kind of have that with you. So we're looking forward to continuing to get better and find ways to go out there and compete, because the Western Iowa Conference is a very prestigious and great conference throughout history. They've developed in a lot of great players and a lot of great teams, and I think overall, coaching wise, I think we have one of the most well coached conferences, not only on the girls side but the boys side as well. So that makes it a tough outing every single night. So it's good for us, and I think it's good for all the teams, not only throughout the season but at the end of the season too.
Delaney Goshorn has been playing great basketball as per usual. What do you like about her style of play this year?
I think she started off the year trying as hard as she could to facilitate. She wasn't as aggressive trying to score, but she's found that balance, I think, as of the last few months, or last month, I guess I should say, and knowing when to take it to the basket, or when to find her shots on the outside, and how to get to others involved as well. She's had an awesome winter break practice schedule. I think she's developed more than I thought she would in the last couple weeks, of just being very mindful of some of the things that she needed to tweak and get better on. And I think that's just going to make her more of a threat, and especially with just footwork and patience and timing. She's being, very mindful of how she can get better at those things, and how she can create shots for others as well, and keeping control of the ball and, not turning it over. So I think she's going to keep adding to her skill set and to her, I would say, her growing mindset that she has of being a competitor and a leader. There's a lot of great things on the horizon for her.
Who else has impressed you with their development over this past season?
There's a lot of girls that have been stepping up. And we kind of lost a few early in the season, where Bella Lamp and Ava Paulson, they had been coming a long ways and really pushing everybody in front of them and around them. And they went down with injuries, and luckily we'll be hopefully getting them back here in about a week or two. And those are some two girls that started off the season the right way. Our senior class with Sadie Paulson, Riley Knopp, Grayson Farlow, and Ella Langer, they've been doing a great job of knowing that just because they're seniors doesn't mean they have it all figured out. So they've been finding time to grow and progress individually and as leaders. They have some really good goals that they wrote down during this winter break, and they've continued to find ways to bring fire and energy to practice. McKenna Paulson, she does a great job of asking questions. She's very coachable. She's very eager to know what she can do to help out on the floor. She's starting to be more aggressive, and it's great to see because she has an amazing skill set where we're lucky to have her. And I can talk about the freshmen and all the little things that they've done. Addison Carroll, Madison Holes, Brooke Lee, Macy Gosshorn. I talked about Bella Lamp already. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody there. I think I named off everybody I could. But they've been stellar in showing up to practice and working on the little things, doing them the right way, and finding ways to get others around them better.
Speaking of your players and specifically seniors, your first game back Friday is senior night. As a coach, how do you feel about senior night?
Well, I've never experienced it as a head coach, but I think for me, this is, obviously this is the first group of seniors that I got to have, and you get five of them that have put in a lot of work over the last few years. So I think I'll be a little emotional about it, just knowing that you only get them once. As a coach, you get to keep coming back, but the girls and athletes come and go. So, I think it's going to mean a lot to them too. I think that they've improved and progressed a lot, and I think it's something that they're very proud of. So I think it's a Western Iowa Conference game too, and I think they're ready to go out and kind of prove something, not only to people watching but themselves.
What are your thoughts on this Tri-Center team that you're going to be facing Friday?
I think they're very well coached. I think they're going to throw a lot of different things at us on defense that we're going to have to prepare for. Not knowing a lot about them, coming into my first year as a coach, I guess I don't know who they were, how they were last year, as much as what I've got to see a little bit here and there about them. So we're going to expect them to come out and compete at the highest possible level. They're going to give us their best game and their best shot. We're going to have to find ways to adjust throughout the game too. And we're excited to face off and play them this Friday.
And that's the AHSTW head girls basketball coach Jason McCall joining us here on KJAN Sports.